Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for Sunday, September 15th, 2019. Today we're going to be reading from John chapter 20, verses 24 through 31. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, which by the way means the twin, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciple told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them, though the doors were locked. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and have yet believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. So I think that Thomas gets a bad rap. We often call him Doubting Thomas, but if we were to read the Gospel of John, we realize that Thomas is one of the very few people in John who gets it, who recognizes Jesus for who he is. And in the beginning, he is just adamant that he wants to see it, to believe it. We also know that Thomas earlier on in the book has said that when Jesus was going to Jerusalem and they were afraid for Jesus' life, Thomas says, "Let's go so that we can die with him." So Thomas is not this kind of wimpy, doubting, wavering follower that we often paint him as. But he does want to see and to touch, put his hand in his side. And what's more interesting than that to me is that Jesus allows him to do those things. Jesus reappears, and Thomas is with the other disciples, and Jesus says, "Peace be with you." And then he allows Thomas to put his finger into his hands and put his hand into his side, and he says, "Stop doubting and believe." I think this is really, really important for us because I believe that Jesus meets us more than halfway. Jesus is continually drawing us toward faith. Jesus is continually calling out our name. We sing about Jesus or God in Jesus who goes after the one lost sheep and leaves the 99. So Jesus is meeting us where we're at. And here Jesus meets Thomas where he's at. And the result is that when Thomas does see and his eyes are open, that he exclaims, "My Lord and my God." Now, I think this is really interesting because many people believe John 20 is the original last chapter of the book. So if that's true, and I happen to be one of those people, if you read the text, it just reads like the ending and then, oh wait, here's a chapter 21 added. And so many people believe that 21 was added later. But if that's true, then John ends his book with this proclamation of Thomas, who recognizes Jesus as the Messiah and claims him as his own Lord and God. And so there's this sense in which Thomas makes a kind of a proclamation, kind of like Peter in the Gospels, where Peter says, "You are the Christ." This is Thomas's exclamation. And then Jesus says, "Because you've seen me, you believe. But blessed are those who have not yet seen and have believed." And my friends, that is you and I. We have not seen Jesus in physical form. We will not see Jesus in his physical body earthly body, but we have an opportunity to believe. And then the end of John's gospel, if it doesn't in chapter 20, goes like this. Jesus did all these other things, so many things that couldn't be written in a book. But the reason why these have been selected is so that you will believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. And when we believe that, we will have life in His name. Man, what great news for us today. By trusting and believing that Jesus is the Messiah, we have life. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.